RCR with Paul Brennan, Reality Check Radio.
Julian Rochedy is a French right-wing essayist and publisher who's worked in politics and the business world. He's written several best-selling books, despite the media cancelling him. He mainly works on social networks, YouTube, X, Instagram, etc., to share his ideas and knowledge. And we've asked Julian to come on our program this morning to discuss the French elections and issues around Europe and, well, the wider world. Julian Rochedy joins me now from France. Julian, thank you for beaming in all the way from the other side of the world onto our radio stations. Nice to have you.
Thank you for your invitation. Thank you so much.
Okay, I want to get to what is happening in France, EU, etc. in just a moment, but we're asking everyone kind of in this zone who we're talking to at the moment for their, first of all, their reaction to the Trump assassination attempt. And then the next question is, how is it being reported and what people are thinking? So give us your thoughts on that first.
Oh yeah, in France, we were all amazed, of course, like all the world, I think. But, you know, I have been disappointed again, or maybe I should not be disappointed, I'm just used to, but we had some leftist newspaper portraying this this terrorist attack like something Donald Trump was the cause, you know, because he is violent, he is a violent one, and he brings violence to the world. So at the end, it seems like Donald Trump was the bad guy, you know.
Okay.
He is a victim, but he was portrayed as the bad guy here. Yeah.
I don't recall any violence that he brought to the world, do you? There's plenty of violence at the moment, and he didn't seem to have much to do with that. So what violence do you think people are referring to that he contributed to?
You know, it's a world, only with world. Left say they are aggressed only if you say some if you say arguments, if you say some ideological development against them. You need to agree with them. If you say something they don't like to hear, they directly say it's a violence, you know. So they actually use violence in their political life. You know, we have a lot of far left movements that are very violent. They aggress people in the street. But of course, the right wing cannot do that because just the word they the right wing pronounce, that's just some ideas. It is enough. It is sufficient to say it is a. It's the backlash of history, you know. It's Hitler, it's a far right from the past coming back. So just Donald Trump being Donald Trump, saying what he wants to say and saying his truth, is violent for the left.
Any ideas on why the left are so, what's the word? what word do you want to use to describe them? Slightly nutty, slightly crazy. I hate to use the word, but what word would you use?
The difference between the left and the right wing, I think, is, you know, the left always thinks they are fighting for the truth and the good. And they own that, you know, they own the truth and they own the good. So, you know, it's like a religious thing. If you are absolutely sure that your fight is for the good with a IG, you know, then you need to crush your opponents. You don't have to speak to them. You don't have to debate with them. You have to crush and to destroy them. Because if you are the good and the truth, obviously the people in front of you are the evil and what is wrong. So that's why left is so intolerant in general, and why they can sometimes project assassination, you know, and terrorism, because yeah, they are fighting evil, they are fighting the devil for them. So, you know, if the devil is in front of you, you need to kill him.
Yeah, a lot of them though aren't religious; they're atheists. So,
yeah, but is that the new religion? It works exactly as a new religion. The intolerance and most of the ideology from the left have born when God died. You know, when the sentence of Nietzsche, God is dead. It is from this very moment. that most of left-wing ideology just born, you know. They had to substitute something to something else. And yeah.
Okay, to bring our listeners up to speed who may not have been following the developments, recent developments in France too closely. So Macron dissolved the National Assembly to trigger a snap election. Why did he do that? Why did he feel that a snap election was necessary?
Well, because Macron lost all the intermediate elections, so his legitimacy was very, very low in France. We had a very crucial vote in September, very crucial because it is about our budget, you know, and we have a lot of difficulties in this field. So Macron had to do something. He couldn't, he lost the European election very badly for him. Rassemblement National, so RN, the right-wing movement in France, won the European election. So he had to do something politically. So he decided to dissolve the parliament and to try to get a new majority. But actually, he almost success. It is difficult now to bring a majority for him, but he almost succeed.
How did he almost succeed? Because the sense is also that there's a backlash against, well, the left and Macron as well. And Le Pen has done pretty well. What, almost a third of the voting public supported National Rally Party. So surely he must be feeling his time's up.
Yeah, you know, he succeeded because it was a democracy robbed. You know, the French people has been robbed in this election. So how did he do? First, normally we should have had a Rassemblement National government, you know, because after the European election and after the first round, because we have a parliamentary election with two rounds, which is very strange and very undemocratic in real, but I can talk to you about if you want, but voilà. So after the first round, they tried to do something very undemocratic, which is everyone all against one. You know this famous sentence from the Three Musketeers, you know, one for all for one. So in France, in political field, it is all against one and one against all. So all political party from the far left to the center right, decide to fight against Rassemblement National. They did everything they could. So the Rassemblement National, instead of having 280 members of the parliament, so that could have allowed them to rule, they end up with 140 or something like this. So it is very difficult now because we have a chamber totally divided between three forces, and all these forces cannot rule only by themselves, you know. They need another part. So the center and Macron political party is still in the center of our political life. He decided to form a government with his relative majority, and he can do it. So in a way, he won.
Yeah, okay. Well, he must be pleased about that. Where does that leave the French public now?
The French public? What do you mean?
Well, it sounds like there's division. There's also a whole lot of serious issues with immigration. I believe the economy of France is not so good. And I imagine people are wanting to see a path through, not just the same old thing.
Yeah, but that's the problem. It's like, the French people have voted for the right. They wanted a right-wing government, and they end up with a left government. So that's absolutely crazy. We have never seen something like this in our modern democracy, or maybe we have to go back in the past. But if the most of the French people is very angry against our immigration policies. They are very angry because of our insecurity. I don't know if you have heard about, but it's we have a lot of problems with that. Of course, our economy is not so good as well. So, French people wanted something different, but But the left is too strong when the left is able to make alliance from the far left to the right center, you know. So yeah, even if the French people is angry, he has to wait for an alternancy for something else in politics. We will have Macron for the next 3 years ruling.
What was the contest of policy in this election? What were the promises of the right and what were the promises of the left for, you know, governing the country and managing the country in the years ahead?
So the Rassemblement National have become less populist the last years, and they have transformed themselves into a conservative party, you know, a classical conservative party. So in economy, they don't want to change everything. They don't want to leave Europe, for example. Some years ago, they wanted to make a Frexit, you know, like the Brexit, so to leave a European Union, which is not the case anymore. So the only thing that they could promise was to stop immigration, or at least to make it less worse, you know, and to try to bring up security in France. So that was a promise of the right, yeah, to defend order in France, you know, to bring back order here. And the left, of course, was talking about economical share and a welfare state, more welfare state, and everything that could cost even more for the French people. But yeah, it is demagogy and it's still working.
Yeah, in terms of immigration, there's talk of re-migration, isn't there? And I'm wondering, the Republican values that France is so well known for, where are those values now? It's not the republic it used to be, is it?
No, of course, but you know, they say that our values, our famous values, lead to our situation now with the immigration, because they interpret equality, fraternity, and liberty with something very, very lefty, you know. So if you share those values, you need to end your country, in which is absolutely crazy. You know, these values lead to the destruction of France, and it's what they say. So you cannot share this value anymore, because if you agree with them, you are in a side of the left. You know, you need to welcome immigration and every day more and more, because it is our value to be generous and to welcome all the world into our country. So yeah, France is something else than its value. You know, it is a country with people, with culture. That is more important than just value, and that's the problem of our republic. It has our republic has limited France just being a country of values, you know. It is not values. You don't make country with values, you know.
I'm wondering what the people of France think about the Ukrainian war with Russia. We've heard plenty of pronouncements, not recently, but up till recently, from Macron, almost sort of, I guess, toying with the idea of putting troops in there. And we know that the F-16s are in there now, and this conflict seems to be escalating still. Where does that leave France, do you think?
French people don't want to increase the war over there, of course, but they defend Ukraine. You know, they defend Ukraine against the aggression of Russia, which is the main narrative about this war. But Rassemblement National, for example, was so much more in favor of Russia before, and it is less now. After the Ukraine aggression, the Ukrainian war in 2022, Rassemblement National has to become more in favor of Europe, more in favor of Ukraine, and less of Russia. Because, yeah, French people in its majority was against war. So,
is there a fear of war?
They say, but I don't think it's true. I don't think any of them really think that the war could come to France. But they are afraid of Russia and Putin, of course, of President Putin. They don't like him in general, French people.
What's your impression of Putin? And do you think there's this narrative that if he gets Ukraine, he'll just keep on heading out and trying to conquer more, I don't know, nation states? It seems like a bit of a overblown scenario, don't you think?
I used to think like this, and then I could say I had an experience with a Russian. I have worked in Russia. I know many people from there, high people in the political field. And I was much more pro-Russian before, because after I worked with them, I could realize, I still love Russian people, of course. I like this country, I like their culture and everything. But I have to say, I'm forced to say that there is a real imperialistic sentiment over there. So I cannot lie about it. I know Russia is not going to invade all Europe and the world. We are not in a Cold War anymore, of course. But I can say they still think that East European, for example, like Ukraine, of course, Poland, Baltic countries, belong to them. They still think this way. So it was very important to stop them at the border of Ukraine, because you don't know. If they still think this strong that all this country belong to them, you know, we had already the threat of Medvedev, for example. He talk about how he will go back to Poland and to Baltic countries. So this war is so unfortunate, of course, and I am against it. But you need to see both of the side, you know, and to really know how Russian works, because that's the problem with European. I don't know how it is in New Zealand, but you have either way the pro-Russian who think that Russia is going to save the world and they are absolutely perfect and they are against NATO and the New World Order. And on the other hand, you have the people who think that Russia is evil and they are Putin is a dictator, he's a tyrant, and all of this. You need to just try to be balanced, I think. And so to start thinking that, of course, Russia is not evil they portrayed, but Russia, and especially around Putin, there is many people who have imperialistic sentiments and will. So after that, you need to choose your policy very, very wisely.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, just to finish up. So given what's happened with the most recent elections, and looking ahead, in your assessment, will France keep on moving to the right politically? And is it just a matter of time? I think Le Pen made this point that, you know, we're in waiting. It's just a matter of time before, you know, there's that flip. Is it coming?
I don't know. I won't, of course, but we have witnessing something very, very strong the last election. We didn't know that the diabolization, the ability of the left to form an alliance against Rassemblement National was so strong. And it still worked when the mainstream media say to people, oh, don't vote for this party because it is absolutely terrible and you will end up with a dictature. It still works in people's mind. So it is working less and less, obviously, but it's still working. So we don't know. The next presidential election in 3 years, we can have Marine Le Pen or Jordan Bardella, for example, with a high score. They can have a lot of people voting for them. But if you still have at the end all of the political party against you, it will be difficult.
Yeah. Fascinating. Thanks for giving up a bit of time.
Thank you, and sorry for my English.
No, perfectly understandable. Don't worry about that. Good to get firsthand. So, Julien Rochedy, thank you so much for coming on our radio station, and maybe we'll talk again sometime. All the best to you.
Thank you. Thank you for your invitation. Thank you so much.
Loving what you're hearing? Well, the establishment hates it. And right now, they're conjuring up new ways to try and censor RCR. To ensure you never miss a beat of the hard-hitting news you've come to know and love, make sure you're on the RCR mailing list. Get connected now at realitycheck.radio/email.